98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. We have the story.
A man shot in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A nationwide search is underway for a candidate to head the Sedgwick County Appraiser's Office. We'll tell you who is leaving and who will fill in on a temporary basis coming up.
President Trump says the U.S. and Iran will hold a meeting next week.
President Trump declared Iran's nuclear program obliterated at the NATO summit in The Hague.
It's blown up to kingdom come.
The president revealed a meeting between U.S. and Iranian delegations will take place next week. He said they may sign an agreement, but it wouldn't be necessary.
The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
The agenda for this meeting is still to be revealed, but the circumstances will be very different to those surrounding nuclear deal talks held before Iran's 12-day war with Israel. From The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man was hospitalized after a Wednesday morning shooting on Wichita South Side at 47th and Seneca. Police say a fight led up to the shooting. Man was shot in the leg. He is expected to recover. A suspect was taken into custody.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is appealing an ethics board decision finding her in violation of city code, and a second appeal has been filed by one of the original complainants. The board ruled that in not reading a proclamation during a council meeting in March, Wu failed to fulfill her duty to perform the operations of government as set by city code. The board will meet on July 10th, reviewing the appeals and issuing its final report.
Sedgwick County Commissioners have appointed an interim appraiser.
Brent Shelton, the county's deputy chief financial officer, was appointed as interim county appraiser. Shelton will serve for a period up to 6 months or until a new county appraiser is appointed. Mark Clark is retiring after over 30 years at Sedgwick County. His position will be vacant effective July 1st. A nationwide search is underway for Clark's replacement. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump returning to the United States following the end of the NATO summit yesterday, where world leaders agreed to a new defense spending target.
The new benchmark, 5% of GDP annually to be spent on defense by 2035. Spain, however, refuses to spend more. Praise for the U.S.'s role in the Israel-Iran ceasefire. And, of course, the president also affirmed Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which says, yes, we'll defend all members if attacked, and quite a bit less focus on the Ukraine-Russia conflict, though Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the sidelines at the summit.
And that's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report from the nation's capital.
A suspect is in custody in California after a shooting that injured a Santa Monica police officer.
Santa Monica Police Chief Ramon Batista says an officer recognized an individual believed to be wanted in connection with a prior incident when the suspect opened fire with a handgun.
The suspect fired multiple rounds at the officer and fled the area on foot. The officer was seriously injured, but is in stable condition and receiving medical care. Fellow officers quickly rendered aid and transported him to a local hospital.
The suspect arrested thanks to a tip after police shared a photo online describing him as a black man in his 30s.
The weapon used in the assault has also been recovered.
Chief Batista says officials believe the suspect is homeless and could be the same individual who recently shot and injured two teens riding in a Waymo. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We got a good Wichita sports birthday today, and tonight is the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Astronomers discover the largest comet ever flying through space. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, 78 degrees. Even though rain has been plentiful in Wichita over the last month, it's still important to conserve water. Abby Trout, food crops horticulture agent with the Sedgwick County Extension Center, says it's good to know when to water.
Before you turn on that hose or sprinkler, test your soil's moisture, check plants for signs of stress. It's much better to water based on an actual need rather than on a routine schedule.
So far in June, Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport has measured 10.7 inches of rain, currently the third wettest June on record for the city of Wichita.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning of a rare heart side effect, mainly seen in young men, associated with two leading COVID-19 vaccines.
Myocarditis, a type of heart inflammation that is usually mild, emerged as a complication after the first COVID-19 shots became widely available in 2021. The new FDA warning label lists the risk of myocarditis as 8 cases per 1 million people who got the 2023-2024 COVID shots between the ages of 6 months and 64 years old. The previous label said the problem mostly occurs in 12 to 17-year-olds. The FDA's label update is the latest step by officials working under HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to restrict or undercut use of vaccines. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
A protest of the pledge prompts a lawsuit against a Detroit area school district.
The ACLU has filed a lawsuit against Plymouth Canton Community Schools on behalf of a 14-year-old student who accuses her teacher of humiliating her for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in January. Danielle Califf says it was in protest of U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza against the terror group Hamas. The suit says Califf's teacher reacted by telling her, "You should go back to your country." She is of Palestinian descent. Her lawyers say Califf's free speech rights were violated, and she suffered emotional and social injuries. No comment from the school district. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Astronomers discover the largest comet ever flying through space.
A massive 85-foot-wide giant comet was observed near Neptune using a powerful telescope in Chile. The groundbreaking discovery was recently made about the largest crater hurtling toward the sun from the Oort cloud in the outer reaches of the solar system. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory says the icy giant is more than 10 times the size of any known comet. The observatory showed jets of carbon monoxide gas erupting out of the comet's solid icy core. Researchers hope that that finding will give a better understanding of the makeup of the solar system. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09. Make that 8:10. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I have a stalled out vehicle now. This is northbound on I-235 right around K-96. But looking at the traffic cameras in the area, the good news is it does look like the traffic volumes are quite a bit thinner now. So things starting to look better out on the highways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, another warm and muggy morning across the metro, and we'll see partly cloudy skies, heat temperatures up to about 90 this afternoon. But after 3 o'clock, we'll be watching out for some isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Not expecting severe weather, but there could be some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. Storms will likely taper off after midnight tonight, and we'll see partly cloudy skies return for your Friday. Temperature right at 90 with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms into your Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 78 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, June 26th, 2025. On this date in 1977, Elvis Presley performed in public for the last time.
Yeah, and we didn't know it.
Yep.
People who went to that concert got to see the last time Elvis.
For the king of rock and roll. On this date in 2018, Eureka, Kansas hit by a rapidly developing tornado, which touched down at a mile to the southwest of town. Tornado rapidly intensified into a powerful EF3 with estimated winds of 152 miles per hour, ripped into the heart of the town. Numerous homes and businesses in Eureka were heavily damaged. This tornado did not claim anyone's life, but it did injure 8 individuals. And the event marked the second time in 3 years that Eureka was hit with a tornado of such power.
A direct hit on Eureka twice.
Twice in 3 years.
In a few years, yep.
Yeah. It was on this date in, 2018. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And I want to talk about what's going on in the Middle East and in Europe after this week's critical NATO summit. The President of the United States heading back to America from the summit meeting. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage is here with us from London this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hello, good morning.
I understand one of the things they've gotten done is they've increased each member's contribution to military. Is that right?
That's right. And there are two reasons for that, two main factors. One, President Trump for a long time has felt that Europe relies too much on American military might, American military investment, and they need to spend more of their own money to defend their own territory. They need to put a bigger burden of the alliance. And that lobbying, that campaigning, those messages have paid off. And almost every country in NATO has agreed to spend 3.5% on their core military and 1.5% of their GDP on related security spending. So that is a huge win for President Trump. He said it's a momentous win for him. It's a big win for NATO's Secretary General, who's been pushing for this as well. But the other reason why they're doing this, not just about President Trump, but because Russia and China are also investing vast amounts of money in their military. Mark Rutte, the Secretary General, said, yes, if Russia were to attack now, we would be able to respond with devastating force. However, 5 years from now, that might not be the case. Russia might be able to put in a successful attack on a NATO country, and they need to spend more money to stop that.
Where do the NATO members stand on what's been going on with regard to Israel and Iran and the U.S. bombing of Iran nuclear sites?
Well, for starters, the Secretary General, Mark Rutte, not an elected politician anymore, so he's got a bit more freedom, I think, to say what he feels. He congratulated President Trump for that bombing. He said it made the world safer. He, one of the few Europeans to come out and say that. There are other NATO leaders who were there who were very cautious about that. They were keen. In fact, they were determined that Iran should not get a nuclear weapon, but they were not completely confident that bombing Iran wouldn't have negative consequences. For example, it could make the Iranians say, oh, well, now we definitely need a nuclear weapon, but let's make one in secret. Or it could cause widespread eruption of violence throughout the region. Now, that we haven't seen, but I think there are still concerns among some European NATO leaders.
Was Ukraine a big topic or not?
It was less of a big topic than it has been before. Previously, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, was invited to the NATO leaders' meeting. He wasn't this time. He was there, and he met leaders on the sidelines, including a meeting with President Trump. And the NATO declaration, the declaration coming out of the summit, talked about continuing support for Ukraine. But he wasn't in the room for the main meeting, and that reflects the fact that this was a summit with a very narrow focus. However, President Trump's language on Ukraine clearly has evolved. He met Volodymyr Zelensky. He came back out talking about how brave he was, about how Vladimir Putin has been an obstacle to ending the war. He sounded a lot more sympathetic to the Ukrainian cause than he has before.
So if Ukraine had been a member of NATO, when you say the Russians might not have attacked him several years ago.
That's Ukraine's argument that Russia would never dare to attack a NATO member country. The reason for that is Article 5 of the NATO treaty, that an attack on one is an attack on all, and it gives the power to NATO countries to leak the defense of anyone. Essentially, Russia would not want to fight the US and its allies face to face. Ukraine wants to be a member of NATO eventually. Russia is determined that it shouldn't be, and that's partly why this war is happening. But the Secretary General saying that Ukraine is on an irreversible path to NATO membership.
All right. Jonathan, hey, as always, thank you for your reporting. Thank you for your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage in London, talking about that NATO summit meeting that President Trump attended here over the past couple of days in Europe. 8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time once again to take a look at sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Big night tonight in Wichita, downtown. It's the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet, the 27th annual banquet. Downtown at Intrust Bank Arena at 6 o'clock tonight. A lot of activities. Always a great guest speaker. This year, it's KU basketball legend Mario Chalmers. We've got a national championship with the Jayhawks and two NBA championship rings. Mario Chalmers, your guest speaker tonight. Greater Wichita Sports Banquet. Also, a lot of awards given out, including the Lynette Woodard High School Female Athlete of the Year and the Barry Sanders High School Male Athlete of the Year, among others. And, as always, the presentation of the best catcher, college catcher in the nation, the Buster Posey National Catcher of the Year Award. Three finalists this year are from Texas, Notre Dame, and Coastal Carolina in town tonight. So a lot of activities going on. It's the annual 27th annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet, 6 o'clock this evening at Intrust Bank Arena. Minor league baseball last night. Homestand continues downtown at Equity Bank Park for the first place Wichita Wind Surge. And Wichita wins big last night, 10-1 over the Springfield Cardinals in front of 2,400 humans and dogs on Wet Nose Wednesday at Equity Bank Park. The big story for the Wind Surge last night, cleanup hitter, right fielder, Kalai Rosario, hitting for the cycle. Only the second time a Wind Surge batter has ever hit for the cycle. And Rosario came up big last night with a double, a home run, a single, and then a two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth inning to hit for the cycle. Kalai Rosario for the night was 4-for-5 at the plate with 6 of the 10 runs driven in. Woo! The Wind Surge again tonight, hosting Springfield, 7:05 downtown. Wichita is off to a 2-0 start in the second half of the season, and Surge has now won 6 straight home games downtown at Equity Bank Park. Not as good news for you in Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals, who just cannot score runs, literally. Last night, the Royals in the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. Denny Matthews, of course, had the call. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
3-0 final score. The Rays with 11 hits to just 3 for the Royals. Royals 2 singles and a double. Last night, the Royals 4 hits and 1 run. So the problems continue, not only offensively, but you can say offensively here at Kauffman Stadium. And things are not going well at all. And there really wasn't, Jake, any time where you thought, man, the Royals are kind of putting a little something together, getting a bit of a rally going, but nothing at all.
Yeah. 9 straight home losses for the Royals. In their last 54 innings at home, 0 home runs. The Royals last night, the bottom 5 hitters in the lineup went 0-for-15. Well, they'll try again today. The Royals hosting the Rays under the sunshine. An afternoon game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Listen to that game live on your home for Royals baseball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night was the NBA draft first round.
Fox Sports Update.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University. With the second pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University. With the third pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University. With the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Khan Knipple from Duke University. With the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
On ABC and ESPN, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced all 30 selections in the first round of the NBA Draft Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, where the Brooklyn Nets made NBA history. First team to select 5 players in the first round of a draft. Last night loaded with trades, 10 in all. Several players who were picked by one team then got traded to another. The second round of the draft begins tonight. I'm Jared Max.
And that's a report from Fox Sports. And we have a big Wichita sports birthday today. The last Shocker to play in the NFL. James Jumpy Gathers is 65 today, celebrating a birthday. Defensive tackle Jumpy Gathers after he played for the Shocks. Jumpy, big guy, 6'7". He was drafted in the second round by the New Orleans Saints, went on to play 13 years in the NFL, and he got a Super Bowl ring along the way with the 1991 Washington Redskins. The last Wichita State Shocker to play in the NFL. The great defensive tackle, Jumpy Gathers. It's his birthday. He is 65 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC will be celebrating the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all 3 brew pubs. Man, what a great idea if you want to entertain your out-of-town visitors.
You betcha.
Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers, July 2nd through the 6th.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at Donald Trump's successes at NATO. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 78 degrees. A man has been charged with murder in connection with a fatal shooting in West Wichita over the weekend. 26-year-old Michael Dixon Jr., charged with second-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. The shooting occurred Saturday afternoon near Central and West Street, where officers discovered 23-year-old Sonny Stallings had been shot. He later died at a hospital. Bond set at $150,000.
Congress could vote to limit President Trump's military powers.
A vote could still happen this week on Senator Tim Kaine's resolution to rein in the ability for the Trump administration to use military force on Iran without certain congressional approval. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the Trump administration is working to find the leak of a preliminary low-confidence intelligence assessment of the recent strikes on Iranian nuclear sites.
And what kind of consequence could the leaker face?
They should go to jail.
The administration has pushed back on the report, and officials are set to brief members of Congress starting today. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The nation's premier pro-faith event kicks off in the nation's capital this week.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual Road to Majority Conference runs through Saturday at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. Confirmed speakers include House Speaker Mike Johnson, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin, and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Organizers say for the past 15 years, the conference has empowered conservative activists to fight for their values at the polls and in the public arena, adding it's designed to forge a path toward a pro-family majority, giving attendees the knowledge and connections they need to drive engagement and voter turnout. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is now the third wettest June in Wichita history. Still important to conserve water, though. Abby Drought with the Sedgwick County Extension Center says if you need water, if you need to water, be sure to measure what you're applying.
Use a rain gauge or container to catch both rainfall and irrigation water so you can monitor how much your plants are getting and whether you've met your watering goals for the week.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport has measured 10.7 inches of rain this month.
U.S. Navy sailors and family members joined local Okinawan volunteers at Peace Memorial Park this past Sunday to prepare nearly 7,000 candles for a vigil on the eve of Okinawa Memorial Day.
The event honored the 80th anniversary of the end of the Battle of Okinawa, an 82-day conflict in 1945 that claimed more than 200,000 lives and stands as the deadliest battle of the Pacific Theater during World War II. Each year, organizers extend a special invitation to the U.S. Navy to take part, during which volunteers transform the site of the battle's final phase into a solemn landscape illuminated by thousands of candles. One of the evening's most powerful moments came when service members and Japanese students worked together to arrange hundreds of candles into a symbol for peace, creating a striking visual tribute. Navy volunteers also had the opportunity to visit the Okinawa Memorial Museum that features powerful exhibits, photographs, and first-hand accounts from survivors, allowing sailors and their families to gain a deeper understanding of the battle's devastating impact and the enduring commitment of the Okinawan people to peace and harmony. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen's 10 of the morning, KNSS 850 now here on Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will appeal ethics violation for not reading a proclamation at a city council meeting.
Two.
A man shot during a fight in South Wichita. He is expected to recover A suspect is in custody.
One.
Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. Trump says U.S. and Iran will meet next week. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now here in the Wichita area, traffic looking pretty good still. We do have a stalled out vehicle. You'll want to watch out. It is southbound at I-135. It is just south of Pawnee, actually just north of Pawnee, and southbound I-135. So watch out right there. But the traffic volume is getting lighter right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 40% chance for rain later today, then a high of 90 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 71. Then Friday, mostly sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow. And tomorrow's high, like today, 90 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 78 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street, as we begin the trading day, the Dow is up by 221 points, S&P is up by 17, and the NASDAQ is up 19 points. Downtown Wichita building to be renovated. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk. Downtown Wichita building to be renovated. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. There has always been a third floor to the Kansas Leadership Center at 325 East Douglas, but for 15 years, the KLC has left it unfinished and mostly unused. That will change, however, with an upcoming project to build out the floor to accommodate a staff that's doubled over the years. $1.6 million plans filed with the City County Building and Construction Department call for additional office and classroom space to conference rooms, virtual meeting rooms, and collaboration and lounge space. The nonprofit's project is expected to be completed by early 26. The KLC's parent organization next door, the Kansas Health Foundation, recently underwent an improvement project of its own. The job market right now is much tougher than it has been the past 3 or 4 years, but there's one job benefit that is becoming more popular among employers: pet insurance. A nationwide survey shows job postings that included an offer of pet insurance have more than doubled since 2022 to an all-time high of 18.3% nationwide. The CEO of one employee benefits firm says for many younger members of the workforce, pet insurance can be as important or more important than the employee's own health insurance. A second survey said that of employees who have set aside money for pet care, two-thirds are between ages 18 and 35, so all hail our important four-footed friends. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Hi, thank you, Kirk. Today, Ted, is Forgiveness Day. To be confused with Global Forgiveness Day, which is observed on July 7th and is actually an offshoot of Forgiveness Day. Now, the day was incepted in 1994 by the Christian Embassy of Christ Ambassadors, better known as SECA. So, Forgiveness Day. Anybody you need to forgive today, Ted? Can you think of anybody who's wronged you terribly over the past whatever?
Oh, I'm sure if I set my mind to it.
I can't. I can't think of anybody that I need to, you know, I've been pretty well treated. I have nobody to forgive. I hope they forgive me if I've done something wrong.
I mean, Jesus said, forgive your enemies.
There you go. And if I've done something, sometimes, you know, I was saying to shoot off my mouth a little bit and insult people a little bit, I'm sorry for it afterwards. Usually they forgive me pretty quick when I grovel and get down on my hands and knees and beg.
No, it doesn't hurt.
And begin to cry. All right, tell us a little bit about the sports banquet tonight. That's an annual deal that's been going on for how long?
27th annual.
27th annual. So who's behind that?
Started that in the late 90s.
Is that Paul Savage's thing?
No.
No, it's a different deal. Okay.
It's the Greater Wichita Sports Commission.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Deal, yeah.
And over the years, they've honored so many great athletes.
Yeah, and you look at that list of nominees, a lot of great folks that come through the South Central Kansas and sport their athletic prowess for us all.
I just think that's great. Tell me, when do you interest Bank Arena tonight?
Downtown at Intrust Bank Arena at 6 o'clock, so this is the big banquet tonight.
Okay, so I suppose it's too late to get a ticket if you drive.
No, you can get a ticket.
Oh, can you?
Of course. All right. Get in touch with the Sports Commission if you want to go tonight.
There you go. All right, coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. The West's battle with Islamism, that's going to be the topic there this morning. And top of the hour news, how effective was that U.S. bombing of Iran's weapons facilities? There you go. If you missed any, if you want to just listen again to today's show, go to the free Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.